What do I do if I have no idea what I want to do with my life? When I'm in the middle of my career and realize my work doesn't have meaning or purpose to me anymore? How do we tell our friends and family that we want to completely change our career? Where should we start in making such a big life change? And how can I know what to change careers to? This podcast was created to answer these very questions. My name is Travis Robinson, and you're listening to The Everyday Worker. What's up, everyone? Welcome back to another episode of The Everyday Worker. Today, I want to talk about a topic that has taken me some time to, I guess, really come to terms with. There's a lot of things in personal development that I guess people kind of seem to have their own personal opinions or personal perspectives on. And sometimes those topics just kind of sound like fluff to me, to kind of make you feel good, to make you feel like you're not trash, which is good. But I don't know, something that Todd Herman, if you've heard of him before, he's a motivational coach to high performing sports athletes and business people. And he talked about how like there's a lot of sugary, sweet catchphrases that are swarming the internet right now. And when he described it like that, it's just kind of fluffy. It's like cotton candy. It tastes sweet, but it doesn't have a whole lot of substance or nutrition to it. I was like, wow, that like totally describes so much of the things that I see out there. And hopefully I'm not putting out too much of just fluff and sugary, sweet things. But this topic that I want to talk about today is something that I guess when I first heard about it, it did just kind of sound like is that just kind of a feel good, you know, sugary sweet catchphrase that people use? And I've learned that it's not, that it really is an important topic to understand and learn how to control. And that is the idea that thoughts are in direct relation to our results. When I first heard that our thoughts are, you know, you got to like, what are you thinking when you do this? Or what are your thoughts or beliefs when you're trying to build your business or when you're trying to get a new job? At first I thought like, you know, the actions is what's important. The actions that you take is what's going to create the result that you want. But I've really come to believe that the thoughts you have are crucial. Why? Because so often your thoughts is what lead to the actions or the attitude or the energy that you're giving off when you're performing those actions. And then, of course, those actions will then create the result that you either want or that you don't want. The quote that I read that really solidified this idea for me was from this book that I've talked about a couple times on the podcast that I'm reading called Emotional Intelligence. And in the book, he says, our worries become self-fulfilling prophecies, propelling us toward the very disaster they predict. He's talking about that when we have such like big worries in our life, when it's consuming our thoughts and our lives, that they become prophecies basically, and it's going to push us towards that very disaster that we're worried about. And so if you think about it, the thing that you're scared of, the thing that you're worried about, the thing that's on your mind all the time is actually now predicting what's going to be the result. And so when I read that, I was like, dang, that sounds so right. That sounds so true. And so some thoughts came to my mind of like, what thoughts am I having when I go into a job interview? Or what thoughts do you have when you tell people that you want to make a career change? Or what thoughts do you have when you think about leaving your current job and landing your dream job? You have to be able to identify your thoughts and then identify what feelings those thoughts are causing. That's probably the hardest part when it comes to a lot of people say, you know, can you really change the way that you think about things? I really believe you can, but it's difficult because you have to be able to catch the thought in the moment to be able to recognize it, identify it, articulate it, and then dig into it. Dig into what are the feelings that those thoughts are causing for me? And then from those feelings, what actions are you taking or not taking because of them? And then what result do you keep getting from taking or not taking those actions? And so if you keep getting the same result over and over again, if you feel like you're not getting that job, if you feel like you're not able to take that step to make a career change, or you're not able to land a job that you're actually proud of and excited to be at, well, what's the thought that is creating that same result? And then what thought do you need to have to be able to change that result? So for myself, I've had like a lot of thoughts that are really not helping the situation, right? Like you can have a lot of negative thoughts and you might think like, well, there's a lot of truth in that. But at the same time, can you change the perspective? And is there a positive side that's also true? You know what I mean? Like, so for example, so not that long ago, I had an interview. I had a job interview with a startup company that seems really cool to me. And during the interview, it was for a job position that I'm definitely not qualified for because it was more like in a marketing role as opposed to engineering. And the most marketing experience I have is through building my own business doing this. And so I, after the interview, I wanted to dig into the thoughts that I had in that interview. And one thought that I, like the initial thought that I had that was really holding me back and causing me to feel less enthusiastic, less confident in myself was I felt like I'm not a good candidate. And I asked myself those five whys that I've talked about on the podcast before. And I said, why? Well, because I don't have any clear skills to point to in an interview. Okay, well, why don't I have any clear skills to point to? Because I have only learned what I need to learn, and I haven't needed to learn other softwares. So for this, I'm kind of thinking like, you know, with building a business, you have to learn a lot of different things. And at the beginning, I haven't needed to like dive super deep into like creating these crazy complicated email campaigns or having some, you know, complicated financial software or anything like that. Because it's just the beginning stages, right? And so I've learned a lot of different things, but I haven't had to dive deep into one software or to learn any other softwares. And so I asked myself again, why? Because there's a lot to learn and I need to prioritize my time. Why? Because I want to work smart and hard. Why? Because I believe that's how I will be successful in life, knowing when to learn things when I need it. And going through this process, I really was just asking myself why. It's not like I was trying to force myself to come to a more positive perspective. But I really thought it was interesting that I went from, I feel like I'm not a good candidate, to something that is actually maybe a strength of mine. That I've learned that in order for me to be successful, I need to be able to learn the right things when I need them. Because you can learn a lot of things, but we only have so much time in the day. And, you know, I got to prioritize my time, right? And I can't learn everything. And so learning the things that I need to when I need it, I think that's actually a strength of mine that now I can talk about in a job interview. And so again, being able to identify your thoughts and the feelings those thoughts create. And then from those feelings, what actions are you taking or not taking because of them? And then what result do you keep getting from taking or not taking those actions? And then what new thought do you need to have so that you take the right actions, so that you can create the result that you want? I really do believe strongly. I'm still working on my ability to recognize my thoughts and be able to really dig into them and change them. But it's a skill that's learned over time. And the first step is really just being able to identify that it's important to recognize the thoughts that you're having that are holding you back. So I hope this was a little bit helpful for you and maybe a little bit of a interesting topic to talk about. But I do really believe, again, that this is so important, especially as you're taking new paths in your life and as you're trying new things like changing careers, trying new hobbies, meeting new people, that you need to be able to have that confidence in yourself and not allow negative thoughts to hold you back. All right, guys, I'll see you in the next episode.
Thanks for listening to another episode of The Everyday Worker. If you want to find more great content just like this to help you in your career change journey, go to everydayworker.com. There you'll find my blog, all my podcasts, and other free resources such as my Career Change Masterclass, where I share what's stopping you from switching to a fulfilling career and how you can overcome those challenges. Again, go to everydayworker.com to learn more.